The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in this morning, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We're supposed to have Joni Skillbred on this morning for our last Wednesday of the month, wonderful history participation, but she's not feeling well. So, talking to her yesterday, and so we made arrangements for another guest, and the other guest did not show up. So it's just me this morning. It's just us. So if you have anything you want to discuss, talk about, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Interesting newspaper article this morning from our city council meeting on Monday night. There's times where you're going to have purposeful, choreographed, planned disruption. And that's what was trying to take place and did take place for a part of the time on Monday night during our public comment period, as reported in the Newsminer. As mayor, I am the one who calls upon people for public comment. You get to sign up. And we have rules on signing up for a public comment, but what we've always just let anyone who wants to speak to us during the public comment period. We have a sign-up sheet. Then after the sign-up sheet, we'll ask, is there anyone in the audience who wants to have their 3 minutes of public comment? Then we'll go to the people who have signed up online and the Zoom. And it's very, very rare you have anyone sign up online. But on Monday night, we were also having the first reading of the new tax, or the, not new tax, but the tax increase on cigarettes. So the city clerk told me that there's going to be people should have been receiving calls on it, and that to redirect them on the first reading, you do not get public comment at that. So if anyone's there for it, just send them to the public comments period, and they can talk there. And we had people, we had about three or four people from the audience on the public comment period of that. And then during public on the Zoom, we had the first two people were in regards to the cigarette tax. And then we had the planned choreographed invasion, we can call it. And as I'm sitting there hearing the first one, you sort of go through a shock. Is this real? And what they were saying was quite graphic. And then you're saying to yourself, hold it. The first thing is, don't lose your composure. Stay steady. But don't start yelling at them. You don't get to cut them off, because now we're dealing with right to free speech under our system. And we have a defined system that we're going to be going back to and using to stop that. But so we had a number of people who testified. And as this was going on, in concert, in texting with the deputy chief and the chief of police, you know, I'm looking at these names and I said, okay, who, state your name and your location, or state your name. And they'd give the name, and then within 20 seconds, I'd get a text from the deputy and the chief on who this person was in history. So they're not giving their real names. And so that was their punches. my punches were, okay, let's get other people in here to testify in person. That goes till 7:30. So we'll stop them that way. And by about 7:15, you know, they had a good half hour of their deliberate hate speech. I cut two people off for playing recordings. I could do that. And we just weathered through it, got done, and had a good meeting yesterday. Okay. And as I told everyone, you know, a fight is by rounds. Expect this again. And what can we do to stop it and to make sure it doesn't happen again? We talked with our people who put it on the air, and they were listening to it, and they were shocked. They didn't know what to do. They kept the recording out to Fairbanks and out on the air and online. But I want to compliment everyone at the city of Fairbanks on something like this. No one lost their composure. Everyone did very well. Boy, you know, sitting between the city attorney and the city clerk, they're great. You could tell a lot of the frustrations of people on the city council and the people in, you know, that were there in City Hall. And that's not Fairbanks. It was from people from another location. And that was not Fairbanks. And, you know, we had people from Kansas, Colorado, Germany calling in. And so, anyway, what we're doing next time is, if you're going to sign up online, you have to be doing it by 5, and name, phone number, email address. And then what I'm going to do is not, you know, we rarely get people calling, you know, zooming in. So if we do, and when we do, I have the police check out this, you know, pull up their names, and is this a real person, and is this where they're from, or is this something fictitious? And then what we're also going to do is put in parameters of what you can discuss under public comments, and it has to be about Fairbanks or an item on our agenda. And if you're going to be talking about the horrible Jews of Fairbanks or the horrible people of Fairbanks or something like that, rules of decorum are in place. So I'll just cut them off. And that's what we have city attorneys for. And that's what we have a review of. So we had a very good review yesterday. And one of the first things I did yesterday morning was I got in touch with Bryce Ward, mayor of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and Aaron Lajewski, presiding officer, to warn them, this is what happened. This could, you know, they might try it with you. Look at your systems, how you would approach this. Be aware and have a system in place to immediately cut them off. And that way, we stop it. We stop it here. Fighting is by rounds. They got in a few shots. By about 7:15, they had no more punches to throw. We had it covered. Very good people. I'd like to thank Dominic Lozano for coming in, Bryn Butler, and a couple other people, so we could take away their time until 7:30 when public testimony was over. Then we had a great meeting. We had a work session before it. We had a meeting. We had two executive sessions. And we got through it. Going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio. Lost that one. Anyway. So we got through it. We're ready for if it happens again. Got some good people. And Fairbanks, you're wonderful. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Every house has windows, and when you have questions about purchasing new ones, where do you go? No, you don't ask Google. And if you did, it should tell you to go ask Steve at Glass Solutions for all your window and door-related questions. Steve's Alaska's expert with more than 30 years' experience selling Arctic-grade windows that will last. Everyday wholesale pricing on time-tested major brands that have proven themselves at 50 below zero. Call 699-9633 and ask for Steve for your best solution at Glass Solutions.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
It starts with spaghetti noodles and boiling water. A combination of beef, breadcrumbs, parsley, and of course garlic to form the meatballs. Slowly sauteing the meatballs with mushrooms, onions, and more garlic. Placing the spaghetti on a plate topped with old world style marinara sauce and three flavorful meatballs. A sprinkle of Parmesan on top of it all, your mouth begins to water. You open your eyes, you're at Giraldo's.
Nick Legionis, running for Borough Assembly Seat E.
Let's create workforce development programs to open doors for those in need. We need to find a way to lift people up and stop finding ways to keep people down. I support our local miners and the mining industry. However, I strongly oppose the ore haul for obvious reasons. It's just not smart.
Follow Nick Legionis for Assembly Seat E on Facebook to find out where he stands on all the issues. Paid for by Nick Legionis for Assembly. 1117 Victor Street, North Pole, Alaska, 99705.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
High temperatures reach up to 41 today under overcast skies, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 22. Highs around 42 tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Overcast Friday with highs in the low 40s, chance for scattered showers Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're going to take a caller real fast. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. It's Al.
Al, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Sound like you had a pretty eventful night.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that I'm just so proud of is it was something so unplanned and uncalled for, yet our response was so good.
So I'm kind of curious, what seemed a little bit disturbing to me is, you know, having the your police force or chief of police, you know, scanning names.
Well, they are taking the names of these people.
And running them through the computer.
No, not their computer. Oh. They are in the city council chambers with me.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking them up on the internet.
No.
Not scanning them. They're saying, oh, this guy was, you know, they were sending me information. This name is from 1934 through 1936, the director of Joseph Stalin's NKVD.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean some of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. So, and when we're done, I told everyone there when we're done with public comments, this is who they were. These were the names. So,
think somebody else could have that name today?
Not with those spellings.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So my real question is what's the reasoning behind increasing the sales tax on cigarettes?
It's not going to bring any more revenue into the city of Fairbanks, but Mr. Marnie and Ms. Sprinkle are looking at a way to bring the real estate taxes down because of our tax cap.
And why did they go after smokers instead of people that are eating potato chips and soda pop?
Do you want a food tax?
I don't want a cigarette tax neither.
Well, if you do any other tax, first of all, it has to go out for a public vote. So that would be a sales tax.
So it's easy pickings. Let's just raise the one on people that are buying cigarettes.
Yes, that was probably the lowest hanging fruit I would
there
think
you
of.
Go. So just to lower people's property taxes on the backs of other people that have a habit that some people may agree or disagree with,
mm-hmm.
I think we have a bigger problem with obesity in this city.
Well, you can put a petition on the ballot to put taxes on potato chips, Coca-Cola. You know, that's what you can do if that's what you want to do. And you can put it inside the cap or you can put it outside the cap.
Besides taxing people to lower their property taxes.
They looked at it And this is what they saw as very low compared to most of the state of Alaska. And they said, okay, what's a way to relieve the burden from taxes? What's that?
I said, let's just jab that group some more.
You know, come on, Al. Really? is this fight with Al Morning? Is this fight with Al Morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, that's my 2 cents. I'll let you go.
Hold it. I want a quarter. I don't want 2 cents. I want 25 cents, man.
Well, you know, taxing one group of people to lessen the burden on other taxpayers is wrong.
Well, what they want to do is you have the real estate tax, which is the majority of it. So they're trying to say, okay, we can't get any more revenue, but we do all these things, and it's always going against the real estate taxes. So how can we spread this out? And this was Lonnie's and Sue's
1-to-1 tax.
Yeah, it's a tax. Simple as that. It's a tax increase. It's not a new tax, just a tax increase.
You're just taking the burden from one group to a smaller portion.
That's absolutely correct.
A bigger portion.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Well, and you're saying to yourself, the bigger portion is paying the majority of it. How do we lower that threshold? And that's what their philosophy is.
Oh, thank you. I wish I could vote in the city because nowhere two of my votes would go. All righty.
Bye. Yeah, it should be interesting. And again, public comment. We have that available for you on the next, I believe it is October 9th is our next meeting for that. And that's what the tax will do. It's looking at lowering the mill rate down in the city limits. And that's what it's about. They want to, as Al said, they're taxing one group more to lower the other ones. And that's what it's about. They have not done this. I don't know when the last time they ever raised the cigarette taxes. They tried it a few years ago, and it did not go. And this is inside the cap, so it's not going to be raising more revenue. It will be lowering the real estate taxes. I'm going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, my name's Mike. I just want to point out that purchasing a product that is taxed is voluntary. You don't have to purchase that item if you don't want to. But you said they're going to lower real estate tax. You mean the property tax?
Yes, that's if this goes into effect, it's revenue neutral for the city of Fairbanks. But what we'll do is it'll lower the real estate taxes. That's what it's about.
Okay. So, but I'll say that having a shelter over your head and around you to live in and stay warm is pretty much a necessity. And everybody pays a property tax in one way or another. So lowering property taxes aren't a choice. And then I want to point out that for those who choose to purchase this product that you guys were discussing about maybe being increased in tax,
mm-hmm.
it might just be a wash, because whatever they pay in the increase for the cigarettes will be made up by the decrease in their property tax. Maybe it'll even come out better for them.
It's designed to be a wash. It's designed to be a wash.
Okay. Well, like I said, don't have to purchase that item.
Or you can purchase it outside the city limits.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the complaint's not that valid.
Well, what it does is it might stagger sales of people who have those, you know, smoke shops and vapor shops in the city. And it will definitely have effect on those businesses, and you have to be cognizant of that. And we had a couple of those business people explain that to the city council on Monday night.
Well, I'll probably be seeing Al in about half an hour, so he can talk to me too.
Sounds like a laundry house gang thing. You guys have a great day. Yeah. Bye. Yeah, anyway, you can choose the, you know, and that's the good and the bad part about it. You can buy, if you have a smoking habit, you can buy cigarettes wherever you want and not pay the increase in the city cigarette taxes. However, this will affect a couple businesses with smoke shops. in the city limits, and they don't get to get around that. And will it affect their revenue and things like that? And so, you know, taxing is always, it's very onerous. And like Al said, you're going to taxing one to offset, to help the other. And that's exactly what this is. You know, you hit it right on the head. Absolutely right. You're increasing the cigarette tax from 8% to 20% to lower the mill rate about by about, oh, you know, one half of one mill to one third of one mill. And those were the reports given to us. This is not to increase the revenue to the city of Fairbanks, first of all. And it was the people who put this together, designed it to relieve the burden, the ever-growing burden. It seems like every time you turn around, there's something on the real estate side of taxation. And the real estate taxes, they pay for about 42% of our operating budget in the city limits. In the Fairbanks North Star Borough, it pays for about 80 to 85%. So we have more sources of revenue to offset it than the borough does. And in the city limits right now, in the city limits, your total mill rate is 17.113. So for every $100,000, that's $1,711 of taxes. And out of that, the city's part is about 5.2 mills, right? Let's just say five. So for every $100,000 of revenue, $500 goes to the city of Fairbanks. And so we're not getting the whole, we're getting, you know, a little bit less than a third. We're getting a little bit less than a third. And the borough takes the other two-thirds for what they do and their administration. And I'd say out of all of it, the school district, they get about 40 cents on taxation. They get about 40% of it, the school district. That's the biggest budget by far, as education should be. And so, anyway, it gets interesting. It gets entertaining. And that's what we thought all the phone calls would be about on Monday night. But no. We had, you know, the Nazi party calling in and the vile things that were said. I mean, just the absolute vile things that were said was unique. You can't. I would not say them on the air. If I said them on the air, I'd be fired in a heartbeat. And I could not think about saying these things. I would not. You know, is this what they were saying? Is this you're saying to yourself, you know, can I whack a mole here? Can I? But you can't. You can't. And the realization came to me really fast. They're looking at a reason to have a suit against the city of Fairbanks because I stopped their freedom of speech. And so that hit me on caller number two. Here we go. Okay. Be polite, be courteous, explain exactly for how they testify, give them their 3 minutes, and then we start backfilling the end of it so they didn't get the final. They got about 30 minutes of time versus out of the hour. So I want to thank those people who helped me backfill it. And it got pretty entertaining, that's for say. I got a feeling in the future, the city's city council meetings will be more listened to at our next meeting just to see what happens. Anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We probably got some Phil Collins here. That was probably put in there by Glenner. Then we got some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
Problem.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live
Fox
at KFARradio.com.
Still no deal on funding the government. Plenty of blame to go around, though. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president is not willing to work with him on issues like the border.
If he wants to sit and hide in the White House and put the government into a shutdown, that's on him. But that's the wrong thing to do.
The White House says they already made a deal with McCarthy months ago on funding levels and accused him of trying to rewrite that deal to appease conservative members of his caucus. House Republicans want increased border funding. Republican Conference Chair Lee Stefanik.
Last month alone, our southern border saw over 230,000 encounters. It is time for Democrats to work with Republicans to secure the border, and the majority of voters agree.
Some more conservative House members pushing for increased border funding to be included in any government funding bills they pass. Democrats say bringing back Trump-era border policies is a non-starter. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTVF reports with the Mon Cho mine in operation and set to potentially start hauling ore to Kinross Fort Knox this winter. The Department of Transportation has announced a series of steps being taken to improve safety along the route. The ore hauling plan has generated controversy in neighborhoods along the route for what community members are calling potential safety hazards and inconveniences. These include the massive size and slow speed of the vehicles being used to haul the ore, road conditions, the number of road trips per day, and the presence of school bus stops along the road. In response, the Department of Transportation is allocating over $1.5 million to clear brush along the route in order to increase visibility around school bus stops. DOT will also create more signage, marking upcoming passing lanes so faster vehicles aren't as tempted to make risky passes without one. The department is also in contact with local EMS providers to determine their resource needs. DOT says they will also continue to assess bridges along the route in case of damage or other changes to their suitability.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
In the past, we watched as the Borough Assembly became more progressive, moving to ideas and philosophies where bigger government was the answer to all our problems. But today, we have a balance on the Assembly, with five voices that help keep government in check. But there's only one way to keep that balance. You have to vote. Keep those five voices representing you. Get out. Bring a friend. Encourage others. Don't get complacent. Come out this October and vote Tammy Wilson for Borough Assembly. Paid for by Wilson for Borough Assembly. 571 Conoro Road, North Pole.
Tune in to Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation regarding guns, local events, and your Second Amendment rights, with your host, Laura Berkowitz. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design, an Alaskan company offering products that help you get the most out of your car or truck. Moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more. Visit Auto Trim Design and listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
Receive rebate savings up to $100 when you buy four new Bridgestone BlizzX snow tires now at GCR. Get a grip on winter. It's not too early to slip on your BlizzX snow tires today. Submit the online form to receive your prepaid Visa card of up to $100. There's a BlizzX snow tire for practically everything you drive. Don't wait. The Bridgestone BlizzX rewards offer ends December 4th. GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn and Cushman.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In 6 days, we have an election. In 5 days, on Monday at, I believe, well, at 5 p.m. at the City Hall, early voting stops. It goes till 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. at the, what's the mall over there off Airport Road? They don't call it the Gavora Mall. It's where, anyway, where Planet Fitness is in there. They have a voting booth set up there. You can vote there. You can vote at North Pole, City Hall, I believe. And then on Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock, polls open, and they close at 8 p.m. And our local election will be over. We'll be glad about that. You know, it gets interesting. Let's take a prediction here. Let's see who I think is going to win. When it comes to the city council, I think that Mr. Marnie will be reelected in seat E, and Mr. Ringstead will be elected in seat F. I have not seen anything from their opponents, and Mr. Marnie and Mr. Ringstead have good ads out. I see signs up. So it's just, that's how you look at it, that I am anyway. City, when it comes to Borough Assembly, I believe that Tammy Wilson will be reelected. I believe Jimmy Cash will be elected. And then you have Aaron Gibson and Mr. Crass, Scott Crass, at for the vacancy seat being opened by the term limits of Aaron Lajewski. And I think Mr. Gibson is starting to pull away from that one now. He's hitting stride, good advertisements, good sign locations, good answers at different forums. So that is going to stay a 5-4 at the Borough Assembly. And then next year it's going to be really interesting because you have three very liberal people that are up. Savannah, Carolyn, and Dave Gutenberg. Three very, very liberal. And then if you look at it, six years ago, there was one conservative on the board, Aaron Lajewski, and he won by like three votes, and there were eight liberal to uber liberals. And look what's happened over the last 6 years, how, remember all those policies, all the wood stove fights and all that fun stuff, and the Fairbanks North Star Borough said, enough of this nonsense. And they started putting in different people, moderate, conservative, very conservative people that did not have specific ideal tendencies of the past. You have a what I'd call a fractured assembly, but it's always been a fractured assembly because, boy, the ideologies that were implemented for a number of years, and when you get rid of those, it's going to be a fight. And little by little, the moderates to the right, to the ultra rights, have taken control. And it just gets the uber left really, really mad. And so you're seeing the nastiness come out in the school board. Boy, especially. And why the school board? Well, they got the biggest budget. It's where they're teaching children. That gets very, very nasty at times and everything. And then you look at the school board, what they've done in the last year. They finally got a contract. You have some good people got elected last year. Changed the ideology of the school board. They got a great superintendent because of this change of ideology, harder working. The people with the far left ideology, they almost blew the funding for them, but some good people repaired it and got it back with the borough, mended those fences. We're going to take a call here. Good morning, you're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
Hi. Excuse me, this is Mike again. Is it okay if I...
Yeah, Mike again. How are you doing?
All right. So, I'm not in the city, but I think the borough assembly race is a choice between three conservative candidates who will represent the borough public equally and three liberal candidates who are more likely to represent unions and union members and union ideas more so than the public at large.
I concur with you.
Okay, then for the school board race, I think we have three not liberal candidates, conservative candidates that will also serve the taxpayers equally, and we have three liberal candidates who are more looking to represent teachers and staff and ideas that a lot of us don't like.
Actually, I disagree with you.
Okay, so...
And what I disagree with is the three liberal candidates aren't going to be representing the teachers. It'll be the union
of
the teachers, yeah. But the same format. I understand what you're saying, but I'm being more defined in it.
But if you look at the ads and on paper, and you listen to the ads on the radio for the conservative
I'm sorry, for the liberal candidates, a lot of them are from teachers. I'm a teacher. I support these people, such and such. But anyway, I think the school board race is really important because, let me get out of my truck here.
Is that your dog? Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So the school board should only be representing the people at large. The school board should not be representing teachers because they have a union to represent them, and the school board does not represent students because they have parents to represent them. So, okay, thanks, Dave. I said enough, and you have a good day.
Mike, you have a great day, too, and say hello to the pup there. You take care, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, Mike is correct in many ways. It and it's interesting, this race, the school board, because the money that has come in from outside of Fairbanks and outside the state in the PACs coming after two very good school board members the way they have, horribly so, the vicious, purposeful misrepresentations, lies that have been made up. And boy, but that's politics. That's why, you know, I look at these people with awe and respect. They hold their head high and they take the bullets. They take the punches. They take the purposeful misinformation in a horrible way. David James, his quote, community perspective, unquote, and what he said and how he wrote it. Shame on him. The Newsminer for printing it. That was a purposeful hit piece that should have been a smaller version of a letter to the editor. But they classified it as a public community perspective. That was not anything about a community perspective on that. Dermot Cole, he's weighing in, going against April Smith, mother of 9-10 children, who really has helped education. Her and Maggie have looked at education. Don't have a tracking on Michael Humphreys, but I think he'd be a good addition over Tim Doran. Tim, you know, you almost blew, you did blow it. You did blow it for funding for the Fairbanks North Star School Borough School District to the Borough Assembly. you just don't address a Borough Assembly the way you did and expect that they're going to fund you. And guess what? They stopped the funding at that moment, and it took April and Melissa and Maggie multiple trips, multiple discussions, multiple meetings with each individual assembly member to get that reserve fund put in after your unwitty comments to them. And those three ladies did it. Fairbanks, the governor vetoed $16 million that they needed in their budget. No one thought it was going to happen, but then it did. And those three school board members, those three ladies, they're the ones who went back and did it and got it for the from the Borough Assembly because of their relationship with them, working well with them, and getting it done. I don't think I've ever seen the borough do a supplemental budget for the school district. Melissa, April, and Maggie talked them into it. They got as much as they could. They wish they could have gotten more. No one was expecting the governor to veto it. But they all, and it's interesting, the borough assembly members, Jimmy Cash, Tammy Wilson, all of them, you know, all those people on the right, they were the leaders of this, making the commitment, giving as much as they could from the Fairbanks North Star Borough coffers to help fund education. They couldn't get it all to them, but they gave them as much as they could. And that's the story that's not being told, except for people like myself, seeing what they do, how they do it, why they do it. Very good people. And yet, in the politics of today, one side is denouncing them for what they were able to do. That's politics. If you're not elected and you're trying to get elected, you're denouncing everything that the incumbent has done. If you're the incumbent, you're highlighting everything you have done. And that's why it's called politics. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hello, my name is Michael Humphrey, and I'm running for school board. I'm a husband, father of six, and United States Marine. I'm not happy with the direction the district is headed. The focus on core subjects is gone, and test scores prove student achievement is lagging. I will stop the intrusion of radical social theories, promote more parental involvement in schools, and develop a budget that supports core subjects and smaller class sizes. Do your part to protect students. Vote for me, Michael Humphrey, on October 3rd.
Paid for by Humphrey for School Board, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99711.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's offer is from Apricot Lane Boutique. This trendy new boutique is designed specifically for Fairbanks women with the styles, colors, and fabrics that suit us best. You'll get a $50 certificate for only $25 this Friday morning. Apricot Lane Boutique is a great gift idea, or keep it and use it for yourself. Once you have shopped Apricot Lane Boutique, you'll be back again and again. It's been years since we had a store designed for the women of the interior. You'll find Apricot Lane Boutique right next to AT&T, just off Murhar Avenue.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Men all over Fairbanks are raving about the UroLift procedure, available only at Fairbanks Urology.
I had a UroLift. Prior to that, I was having to go to the bathroom, urinate about every 15 minutes. Driving any place around town was problematic. I've had the UroLift done, and I had no pain when I got home. And then within about 5 days, my urination went back to normal like I was when I was 25 years old.
The UroLift from Fairbanks Urology. Online at fairbanksurology.com.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 42. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 22. Tonight, overcast. High of 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Cloudy skies expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 43. 45, chance for scattered showers Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio. If you got a thought or a question, give me a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Last night, out at the Pipeline Training Center, they had a presentation discussion on going back to the defined benefit versus the defined contribution. Now, every check that I write from the city of Fairbanks to the firemen and the police out of their benefits, 22 cents of every dollar goes to pay off the balance of the last time they did this. And they stopped doing this in 2006. And it's still at, I thought it was at $4 billion deficit liability, but it says $6 billion liability. So I look at this and I say to myself, if you really want me to get excited about this, do two things. Number one is in this new program, State of Alaska, you take away the liability of the underfunding away from the municipalities and you guarantee it yourself. Because last time we did this, we gave it to you, your management. And then all of a sudden you found out that there was a $18 billion shortfall. And you, or maybe a $15 billion shortfall. There's, you know, a massive amount. And then you made an agreement with the group that was managing this to where they paid you $500 million and they were released from any further liability. And you really want us to trust you and your actuaries in this again. So, number one, make sure a municipality is held harmless, indemnified, and insured against your financial shenanigans. And two, remove the liability of the present one from the municipalities. If you do those two things, I'd probably buy in. But you got to do those two things. Put the onus, the burden on you. Because when you did it last time, that's what you did to us. And you want me to trust you again on this? 22 cents of every dollar that we pay in retirement benefits to police and firemen, 22 of those cents goes to your previous financial miscalculations. So, and you want to go back. And we haven't even paid off the first time yet. And that stopped 17 years ago. And it was down to $4 billion, but it's growing because the guaranteed rate of those retirements is not matching what the investment portfolio brings in. And that's the issue. It doesn't match. The investment portfolio does not match the required rate of return that's guaranteed in those portfolio investments. Simple as that. So, it's what I think. Listen to what you have to say. But those are the two things you must do for me. Remove the financial burden on the new one, accept the financial burden of the old one. Because after all, there's a burden made by you. So, now, should be fun. We'll see what happens. And you're gonna get a lot of people who are saying that they should do this. No. We've got a full fire station. We don't have, everyone wants a better retirement. Everyone does. Every police force in the state of Alaska, if not across the nation, has issues. We're trying to solve our issues, the city of Fairbanks, by giving another benefit, the $10,000 a year investment to them on an annual basis, but they have to stay 10 years. So we're looking at other things other than a defined benefit that it immediately starts out as a liability because it's not covering itself. Think outside the box like we are. We're getting aggressive in our marketing, our advertising. We were down a lot in our callers and dispatchers. That's on the rise. We're getting those back up. We got another group that's going through background checks. I go into the police station and the call center. When I first started, there'd be maybe one or two people in the call center and a person remote. Now we have four people who can work remote. It's not easy, but we were able to set it up. And you walk in, and there's four to six people in the call center, either working or training. There it is. And then you'll see one or two people working remotely. So we've flipped that. We're on the upside. The police, it's going to take 2 to 4 years to get that all the way in a good way. It doesn't happen overnight. That's why we got very aggressive. That's why I got very aggressive on a $60,000 lateral bonus. That's the quickest, easiest, fastest fix. For the first time in 4 or 5 years, we got people going down to Sitka or locally here to go through the police training academy. Haven't had that in a number of years. In October, we're going to be having a report from our police public information officer on candidates we're looking at, how it's going. We've had a couple of retirements. We have people over the next few years with over 20 years experience retiring. And at the same time, we have people coming on. So we have a lot of retirements coming on that was scheduled, planned. And so we're trying to fill that gap and increase it. It's the burden of what we do. The city of Fairbanks has primary responsibility of public protection, roads, water, roads maintenance. So you have your police, dispatch, fire department, and your public works. Those are your priorities right there. Where does the majority of the budget go? Right there. And very aggressive in getting the dispatchers filled, very aggressive in getting the public works, the second shift, filled. Discussions with them yesterday, this is what I told them. Just like last year. If you think it's going to snow, overtime's approved. You don't wait for 3 inches of snow before you start snow plowing. You start at the first snowflake. That's how you do it. Get the second shift in, so you have four 10 shifts going, 4 days a week, 10 hours a day. 10 hours on, second group, 10 hours on, 4 hours of vehicle maintenance. You keep them going. We have a couple more dump sites for better efficiency in snow locations. Your biggest expense of snow plowing is when they put in the truck and they bring it to the snow site, transportation of the snow. So we've gotten aggressive about that. That's what we do. We were talking about this in August and early September before the snow starts hitting in October and November. We know the average snowfalls each month, and we're ready for that plus more. Of course, it's easy to talk about it. It's a whole different thing to get it done and make sure the equipment is not falling apart and operating correctly. Because that's what it comes down to. People and equipment for snow plowing. So that's what we're going to be working on throughout the winter, just like we did last year. Well, Fairbanks, that is our show. We got about a minute left. Want to thank you for listening in and explain what happened on Monday night. And that got interesting. And hopefully it doesn't happen again. And we're still going to have a public comment period. You can come down and discuss anything you want, as long as it's about Fairbanks and city of Fairbanks and what we do and how we do it. You can call me at any time. Email us. We're very responsive to Fairbanks and communications and anyone who communicates with us. So you have a great day. Joni, missed you today. Hope you're feeling better. And she was supposed to be on today and on Friday with another guest, but we'll get them rescheduled. And it'll be fun. Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I will see you on Friday.